This is the week that the experts say we all give up on our New Year's fitness resolutions. That's right, 18 days into the year. So if that's you, what to do now? Jennifer Walters is a certified personal trainer based in Kansas City, Missouri. She's the co-founder of the online fitness platform Fit Bottom Girls, and she joins us. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And do you really think that people have already given up at this point? It's only a few weeks into the year.
I know. It seems so sad, but I think it is pretty true. People get their hopes like so high and they get so excited on January 1, January 2, January 3, but you get a little bit later into the month and the gym becomes kind of empty.
Why is that? What is it that changes people's mindsets from the way they feel on January 1st and the way that they feel on, you know, January 20th or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing that you feel on a Sunday night or a Monday where you're like, this week's going to be different. I'm going to be organized. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to have all these healthy plans. And then by like Friday, you're like, let's order pizza and stay at home. It's just a natural thing for humans to get really amped up and then maybe not have as much structure or bite off a little bit more than we can chew because change is difficult. The secret is really, instead of trying to do too much at two once, setting smaller, easy habits, which doesn't seem maybe as exciting as much fun because it's not like go big or go home. It's more like start small and actually do what you want to do.
Right.
But it's actually what happens and what works.
Well, okay. So let's just talk to the people right now who may have made that resolution at the beginning of the year. I'm going to work out two times, three times a week, whatever it may be. And now they've given up. What can they do at this point to get back on track or to start a new track that they might actually stay on?
So there's two things I'd recommend here. The first is to find something that you enjoy that you really do like to do because it doesn't take any willpower or motivation to do the things that we like to do. Think about binge watching your favorite shows. Like you don't have to sit around and be like, oh gosh, when am I going to make time to do that? You do it because you want to do it. So pick something you want to do, whether that's dancing or walking or cycling, something that's fun for you. Then set a really small goal that you can hit, like 10 minutes a day, a couple times a week, every other day, and do that for about a month so that it feels like a habit and it feels weird if you don't do it.
Will you notice any changes, though, because of that? Like, let's say that you do 10 minutes a day of exercise. After a month, are you going to have lost a pound or two?
You know, for me, I think it's less about weight loss and it is more about how you feel. So instead of measuring your success by the number on the scale, look at, do I have more energy? Am I sleeping better? Am I less likely to get sick? Look at some of those other things on markers on how you actually feel. That's going to keep you more motivated because the scale can fluctuate so much based on what you've eaten, if you've gone to the bathroom, if you're bloated, like all kinds of reasons.
So make sure that you set a goal that's achievable.
Very achievable. Then once you have that habit set, then's the time to amp it up, add a little bit more time, try a different activity and begin to challenge yourself. But have the habit of exercise there before you go.
What is the key to maintaining that all throughout the year?
Oh, you just keep going. It is that habit. If you have that habit set, then you can just keep challenging yourself and really kind of play with it and have fun. I really recommend that people kind of look at their life and their fitness as kind of a choose your own adventure. We can be like, okay, now that I, you know, like to work out, what can me and this awesome body do? Maybe that's a race. Maybe that's doing a class with your friends. But it can become really fun once you have that basis of fitness there.
Now, I know that you say that people shouldn't measure their success by the weight on the scale, but obviously that is something that is important to a lot of people. What would you suggest to people who are not seeing results that they want as quickly as they expected?
Yeah. So I would sit down and make a list of all of the ways in which the changes that you've made have benefited you. You know, it can be anything from your self-talk to your confidence, to your sleep, to your energy. You know, you can look at different markers if you've had it tested, like your cholesterol, your blood pressure. There's many other ways that you can define and measure success and really think about, do I feel better than I did before? If you do, then holy cow, that's a huge amazing change you've made for yourself.
When people want to get in really good shape, what's the first thing you tell them to do?
Ooh, I would say you want a good mix of, you know, getting some cardio in, but also it's picking up heavy things, whether that is a barbell or a dumbbell or just doing some body weight exercise. That's the kind of stuff, building muscle, that really improves your body composition and changes what you look like on the outside and does amazing things for your body and your health overall.
And watch what you eat.
Of course.
That's a big thing, is that if you eat the foods that make you feel good, but you don't eat that much of them, it can go just as far as eating a bunch of stuff that you don't like, but, you know, thinking that you're not having pizza and hamburgers.
Yeah, because your body will tell you a lot if you listen to it. You know, like, you kind of get those messages from when you drink. If you drink too much, you're like, okay, that affected me. But a lot of food can kind of be the same way.
A lot of people doing dry January.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big thing
now. Do you support that?
Sure. I think it's always kind of interesting to see.
See what happens.
Yeah, see what happens, how it affects you.
I have to say that when we were talking in our staff meeting about the fact that we were going to be doing this segment with you, there were some people who said, oh, well, that's great when everybody gives up on their New Year's resolutions, because then the gym's empty and I can go there and not have to wait for anything.
A lot of gym rats feel that way.
Exactly. I guess we have a lot of gym rats on the show. That is Jennifer Walters, CEO and co-founder of Fit Bottomed World, also a certified personal trainer in Kansas City, Missouri. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, what's your experience? Is your gym empty, or are people still sticking with their resolutions and working out? Let us know, and let us know what works for you when it comes to fitness goals at hereandnow.org.